All right, let's get to tech stuff. So paying invoices over the internet, you got an example of this gone wrong?
Yes, I do at the moment. So if you're a business out there that regularly pays clients over the internet, can I just say you'd be very, very careful if suddenly their BSB and account numbers change. And I would go far to say, if you ever see this on anything, can you actually get on the phone and ring that business and say, have you actually changed your BSB and account number? I've had a couple of businesses in the past, but one yesterday who nearly transferred $10,000 to the wrong account.
Ooh.
And it was only at the last moment they're going, you know, I'm actually going to ring this person and just to see. And the person at the other end went, no, we haven't changed it, because that business that they rang has a problem with their emails. Somebody that actually accessed their accounts on there as well, seen the regular payments that got made, changed an email, changed one of the invoices on there and re-emailed it through.
Oh.
So be very, very careful out there. I have had one business lose $16,000 on the same thing this year.
Yeah, all right. So if it looks a bit dodgy, it usually is, and all you need to do usually is call the business in question, whether it be the bank or whoever, and just check.
And just check. Has that BSB and account number actually changed where you're going to pay it?
Hmm. All right, we're going to talk about Chromebook now. Firstly, for people who are unaware, tell us about Chromebook.
Chromebooks are a laptop device that actually run the Google Chrome operating system. So you never see much publicity about these, but they're available in all the major retailers out there. Looks like any other laptop, but it just runs what's called the Chrome operating system, which is different from Windows and different from Apple operating system. So the Chrome operating system has got Google Chrome on there. It's got Google Docs for documents. Everything that Google makes is on there. If you just go on the internet, browse, send some emails off, want long life in it, this is really is a laptop for you. Very, very cheap. They start at around about $300. Great battery life, 15, 16 hours battery life, no viruses, no malware. But just remember that you're really constrained around, if Google make it, you're fine. Outside of Google, no, it's not going to install on that laptop. But for a lot of people out there, for a great, cheap, safe laptop, this might be for you.
Okay. We'll have some more Christmas tech suggestions in a moment. But first, smartphone sales. So according to your information here, smartphone makers sold 360 million in the third quarter alone of 2020.
Yep.
But still,
down,
that's down.
It's down on last year, down 3.6% as well. So it's the first year it's gone down, and that's because of COVID. You're going to find from now on, everybody's going to be talking about 5G, especially Apple have come out. Samsung, the number one maker of smartphones in the world, 80.6 million units. They actually went up 2.6%. Huawei is the number two maker in the world, but they went down 21%, probably thanks to Trump on them, because he just won't allow them to be sold around the world at all. And we've got to say England have followed suit now, so huge pressure on every Chinese firm out there. Xiaomi, which is another Chinese company as well, they're number three. They actually grew 37%, so you're going to see more out of them.
Xiaomi,
Apple came in at number four in that quarter, despite not launching all their new phones until after the quarter ended. So that's quite amazing, actually. And they were actually down 5% on last year. So expect them to jump up next year. But you know what? We're still buying smartphones, Darren.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing you say it's the decline for the, what, third, fourth year in a row, but still it's a lot of units. So, you know, what worries me is about the recycling of them. Do you think we're doing enough recycling of the plastic and the batteries and all of that?
No, I don't.
No.
And, you know, that's where I was really pleased that Apple suddenly went, you know what, we're not going to put a charger in there because you've already got a charger.
Okay.
You know, because we've got all of that sort of stuff on there as well. But, you know, I mean, people come to me and go, you've got a spare charger? Not a problem at all, because I've got chargers, so many chargers. You know, we don't need those things. But I don't think we're doing enough in recycling at all. So I always say to people, do the electronic recycling properly. Take it to where it's going to be recycled. Try and sell it on to somebody. You've got an old smartphone? Sell your old smartphone.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, Christmas tech suggestions. So we'll start off with smartphones.
These are all up on the website, and we're going to do more every week up until we finish, you know, for this year as well. So top end smartphones, the Apple iPhone 12 Pro Max probably is the best smartphone out at the moment. That's $1,849. On the Android side, the Google Pixel 5, $999. Love that phone, really do, really good. Budget smartphones, the Google Pixel 4a available, $599. The Apple iPhone SE, $679. Really is the iPhone for everybody out there. Laptops, the Apple MacBook Pro, the brand new one, which I've got to say is the best laptop I've ever used. That's $1,999. You have to something cheaper. The Surface Laptop Go, that's their budget laptop, really good laptop, $999. Will tell you, try and spend at least $1,000 on a laptop, which will give you longevity of it. So the ones that you get for $400, $500, $600, Darren, might last you 2 or 3 years if you're lucky. If you spend $1,000, in my experience, you can get at least 5-6 years out of it.
Tablets.
When it comes to tablets, Apple are the king of tablets out there as well, but really nothing else comes close. The iPad, $499. A basic iPad is the tablet for most people. The iPad Air, $899. That's a supercharged, basically. You can edit audio, edit video, and it's a very super fast tablet. If you want to buy an Android tablet, probably buy a Samsung one, but in a lot of cases, they're more expensive than the Apple ones, and I don't think you get that experience, a great experience on an Android tablet anymore.
Okay. All right. All those details up on Richard's excellent website. Some great Christmas suggestions there for tech gear. If you go to talktech.com.au. Righto, mate. Enjoy the cricket today, and I'll catch you next week.
Look forward to it.